We have a gentleman on the line who was cutting it real close last night.
He was in a rickshaw from Boston to Toronto.
Basically.
Mm-hmm. I know all about that.
Here's our main man, Joe Bowen. Have you ever cut it so close like the way you did last night, Bonesy?
No. No, I don't believe so. We had a one time when the father's trip was on, we were in Pittsburgh and got spent almost the entire day in the airport in Pittsburgh, and then arrived I was doing television at the time, and we arrived probably about half an hour, 20 minutes before game time. But that was the closest. And I must say that the new UP Express from Pearson is what saved me, because if I had taken a cab or tried to drive from the airport at that time down to the ACC, I would not have made it on time.
So you're saying Kathleen Wynne will have your vote in June. Is that what you're saying, Bonesy?
Did you see how much snow was outside?
Nice dodge. I like that.
There you go.
There's a lot of ice here. I was quite surprised by it. Yes.
Yeah, it was a scene, man. We were up in the press box, and everyone was buzzing. They're like, we don't know when he's going to be here. And yeah. Like, when did you show up? Take us through your day and when you actually got on the mic.
The whole effort was, you know, completely screwed up. We had a couple of flights. Well, our flights in the morning were canceled, and we were 2 days ago. We were, you know, with lots of time, we were supposed to leave. And three of us, including Jim Ralph and Nicole Burns and Paul Hendrick, got on the first flight out, which had three seats left, and I was on the next flight. Well, the next flight got canceled, and then the flight after that got canceled. So I went back to the hotel, and I was supposed to be on at 12:55, I think it was, yesterday. And then it got delayed, and it got delayed, and it got delayed until we left Boston probably at about 10 minutes after 4, landed in Pearson, and thank goodness for Nexus and whatnot, and then the UP Express, which got me, I was kind of neat because there was a lot of Leaf fans who were going to the game. They were a little tardy trying to get there, and they were looking at me like I'd fallen off the moon when they recognized me. So, what are you doing here?
No kidding.
I had to explain to them. And I got off the UP Express and bolted to the rink. And as I was walking along after getting up the elevator, walking around to the press box, they were introducing the players. And I realized that I was there before the anthem, so I knew I was going to make it okay. And as I walked in, the Canadian anthem was just starting, and threw my books on the counter and put the headset on, and away we went. And you know what? If I'd have known that Todd Crocker was going to pinch hit for me, I probably would have gone into a washroom for at least a shift or two to let him have some experience at the NHL level, because he's such a great guy and such a wonderful broadcaster with the Marlies. But I was not aware of that. So I thought for a moment it was going to be Jim Ralph doing Foster Hewitt and Danny Gallivan for a couple of periods.
That's what I was hoping for, I got to be honest.
Are you not confident Ralphie, if he was by himself, could just do the whole package, Bonesy?
The man is a very skilled broadcaster and would have pulled it off magnificently.
Yes, he would have.
We need to set that up one day. We need Ralphie on his own without any heads
up,
though.
I've done that. Not with Ralphie, but I did with Harry Neal and with Bill Waters, and it was on April Fool's Day. And we set it up so that the audience could hear a recorded note saying, make sure you stay tuned for the start of the third period, because I'm not coming back, and Wilbur and Harry are going to have to carry the load. And so I would just leave during the intermission and not come back. And there was some sweat coming down those brows when I didn't show up.
Oh, I can imagine.
As they started into their play-by-play canto, and that was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, that would be. With Joe Bowen, who did have the call last night on TSN 1050. You had the call of the first two games as well. How much more entertaining was that one last night for you?
Well, when you win, it's a lot more fun to be part of the team that you're playing on or broadcasting the team that you're traveling with. So, obviously, it was a lot more fun. And I think just the whole idea of the compete level was ratcheted up. And, you know, in fairness to them, guys, the last couple of months, certainly the last month when everything was nailed down, they were going to finish third, There was really no push to their play. They played reasonably well in the last part of the season, but they really didn't have that intensity level the way the Bruins did down the stretch. And certainly it showed in the first two games. They played well in spurts, but as soon as they got behind or whatever, things really kind of unraveled, and they unraveled a lot. So I thought that that compete level was back where it should be last night. And, playing with a lead for any team in the National Hockey League is a pretty big part of their game. And it has been a big part of the Leafs game. When they score first, they've been very successful. They did again last night. They were tied a couple of times, but they were never out of it, and then were able to put the game away in the third period.
There are two stops that stick out to me over the past year and a half that I think will exist in terms of Leaf fandom and, you know, top 10 lists and on the Jumbotron down at the ACC for decades and decades. It was McElhinney post-to-post on Crosby last year, second last game of the year when they clinched. And I was late in the game, and it was a big, big stop. And last night, Anderson with his paddle on Pasternak, which is one of the great stops I've ever seen. You got the chance to call both of them. I mean, how would you compare both? Which one sticks out more to you? Is it even possible to pick one?
I don't know. As you could differentiate from either one of them. The McElhinney save got them into the postseason in a year that they weren't supposed to be maybe even close to being a playoff team. And the save last night saved them from maybe going down the stretch and having the Bruins come back and force overtime. So both were enormous saves. McElhinney was a little more, how should we say, structured. He came across, got the pad there. It was pulling the emergency ripcord as far as Frederik Andersen was last night. And I mean, when you're a goaltender and you see that, you throw anything that you can possibly throw in that direction. And fortunately for him, the shot from Pasternak was mid net. If he slid it along on the ice, there's not a chance.
Right.
But you're throwing it across there, whether it's your glove, whether it's your head, whether it's your body, whether it's a pad, just to get something over there. And Frederik Andersen did just that. And you're right, it'll be a save that'll be on the Jumbotron long past our time here doing Leaf games.
Well, it was a blast last night. It was great to see you make it. And I'm sure you'll be down there with ample time on Thursday night. We'll see you down there.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to miss the press meal.
No, of course not. Especially in the playoffs.
There isn't one. You get a voucher now.
We're not jaded.
Oh, there you go. You go spoiling all the fun, O-Dog. Thanks a lot.
No, I thought the press meal was fun, and it's not there anymore, so I don't like
it. I don't mind it.
That's why we hit the alumni box.
The voucher?
I pay for mine. When I do color there, I pay for it. It's like 12 bucks or something.
Good for you. Good
what,
for
the
you,
press
noodles?
Meal? Yeah, so do I. Some... I would love to pay for it, and I love the food. They always have, like, corn, mashed potatoes,
they've
chicken, steak.
Banana bread hiding in the back.
Look they've what got... you started here, Bonesy.
See?
I know. These guys are made for food.
Yes, they are.
We are.
We'll see you down there in a couple of nights.
All right.
There's our buddy Joe Bowen. Now you guys are getting after it. I like it.